Harley Breen, the next 10 minutes, but you can watch the Ashes on KO with no ad breaks during play. If you're new to KO, you can start your free trial today, Marto.
Margo, I know you don't show a lot of interest in cricket, but pretend
for... Oh, I love cricket.
Oh, good
Australia's got South Australia on the ropes, Marto. Something like that.
No, Tasmania B are playing South Australia
listen,
B.
And you listen carefully.
That's good, though, that you even pay half an attention. Okay. The Australian cricket captain debate. It's really, it's heated up. And there would appear to be, if you're unaware... Tim Payne sent that sext. Anyway, everyone knows he stood down last Friday. But now we go, who's going to be captain? There's only one time, one test in the history of Australia that a fast bowler has been captain. That was Ray Lindwell back
in
the... and it was only for one test.
Why can't they be captains too?
Because there's too much workload on their body. And also they can't, you know, they're going, God, I just want to keep bowling. I'm the captain, I'll keep bowling. They can't make rational decisions.
Think strategically.
Like normally, normally the captain's standing in the slips court and doing nothing but doing the teapot with his hands on his hips.
Like
and
Ricky
he can
Ponting.
Go, you'll go, yes, like all of them. You'll go, you'll go. And they're able to think clearly. So Pat Cummins seems like the perfect human being. I read an article the other day. I want to marry him. He just seems the best fast bowler in the world, plus he's perfect. We'll see how that ends up going. He'll be named captain.
They're if not going. Him, who else would there be as an option?
Does Steve Smith ring a bell? Now he
isn't that who Tim Payne took over?
Yes, nope. After the sandpaper incident
thing.
And he oversaw
the irony.
That. They're now saying Steve Smith, deputy assistant captain. What do you call assistant captain?
Vice captain.
I've lost my mind. Mm. Vice captain. So he can stand in the seat. He can do a lot of the thinking for Pat Cummins, but Pat will make the final decision. Can we just talk about Tim Payne quickly? Like, fair dinkum, if members of parliament made the same, you know, something happened in their past 4 years ago, do you think they'd step down for something like this? No, they wouldn't. They hold themselves, we hold cricketers to a higher regard than we hold our members of parliament.
Was it Shane Warne that came out and said, sportsmen are humans too and they make mistakes?
That night those two girls in that hotel room in London hit him with the giant dildo while he had Playboy undies on. Shane Warne cannot talk about anything apart from cricket ever again. I was there the day. I just find it sad. I was there the day in 1984 with my dad. It was day two. I'm going to say it's the Friday. We're day one or two of the cricket test. We used to go every day with my dad. Then I started going with my mates. The day that Kim Hughes cried, I watched him. I was at the table next to him in the cricketers club with my dad. He was with his parents. He was crying there. He then went and faced the media and resigned as Australian cricket captain. This is Steve Smith cried. Tim Payne cried. It is one of the toughest jobs you get more pressure than anything else. So these people are bloody human. This guy, I know he should have just gone and watched you porn instead of sending the text and, you know, had a quiet night's sleep. But
you're saying the only place he should be accountable for that is in his marriage, not on the field and as a cricket player.
I don't give a stuff what he does in a hotel.
If his wife's okay with it, then everybody else
should
be too.
They got over it 4 years ago, and now we've lost our captain. He was going to step down at the end of the summer, and I would have loved to have seen that happen gracefully. We're just too cruel on everyone. That's all I've got to say.
Marto's thought on sport, magnificent.
Got a bit in there, didn't I?
6:08.
Piers, you porn.
Shane Warne will be texting
Shane
you in
Warne.
A minute.
It was a dildo.
Giant
at some
dildo.
Point, yeah. This is Triple M's The Big Breakfast.